You've probably eaten crackers a million times, but have you ever stopped to wonder why they have those tiny holes? They're not just there for decoration, and they certainly aren't an accident. Believe it or not, those little punctures play a crucial role in making your favorite crispy snack exactly how you like it. Let's crack into the mystery behind cracker holes, right here, on History of Simple Things. The holes in crackers aren't just a random design choice. They serve an important function during baking. These perforations, known as docking holes, help control how the cracker bakes by allowing steam to escape. Without them, steam would build up inside the dough, causing bubbles and uneven textures. The result? A puffier, softer cracker instead of the crisp, flat texture we expect. The placement and number of holes aren't arbitrary either. They're carefully calculated to ensure the crackers bake evenly. If you've ever wondered why some crackers have more holes than others, it all depends on the size, thickness, and type of cracker being made. More holes mean more venting, which leads to a thinner, crunchier final product. The idea of docking holes dates back centuries and is rooted in traditional baking methods. In medieval Europe, bakers preparing flatbreads and early biscuits noticed that poking holes in the dough prevented unwanted puffing. This technique was particularly important for hardtack, a durable, cracker-like bread used by sailors and soldiers. Since hardtack needed to last for months without spoiling, it was baked to be extremely dry and tough. Docking helped ensure that it remained flat and evenly baked. As the 19th century ushered in more refined baking techniques, the method was adopted for commercial cracker production. Early industrial bakers began using specialized tools, such as docking wheels, to create uniform perforations across batches. This innovation allowed for mass production while maintaining consistency in texture and appearance. Over time, the process evolved into the precision-driven system we see in modern cracker factories today. If you were to bake crackers without docking holes, they wouldn't turn out the way you'd expect. Without a way to release trapped steam, the dough would bubble up and form pockets of air. This would create uneven textures and could even cause some crackers to warp or break apart in unpredictable ways. Think of it like a pizza crust. When it's not poked with a fork before baking, it can balloon up in places. Crackers work the same way, but since they're meant to be flat and crisp, those holes are essential for keeping them from inflating like tiny balloons. Not all crackers have the same hole pattern, and there's a reason for that. Different types of crackers require different levels of steam release. Take saltines, for example. They usually have a uniform grid of holes, giving them that signature crunch and flaky texture. Graham crackers, on the other hand, have fewer holes because they're slightly denser and less prone to puffing up. Then there are fancier crackers like water crackers or butter crackers, which might have decorative hole patterns. In these cases, the docking still serves a purpose, but the pattern might be adjusted for aesthetic appeal as well. Essentially, every little hole is part of a carefully engineered baking process. Beyond just shaping the texture, docking holes can also impact the way a cracker tastes. By keeping the dough flat, the holes help create that even golden brown surface during baking. This even browning can enhance the cracker's flavor, giving it that signature toasty, slightly caramelized taste. The holes also affect the way crackers snap. A well-docked cracker breaks cleanly and crisply, which is exactly what you want when dipping it into cheese or soup. Without the proper structure, crackers might end up too brittle or crumbly, making for a less satisfying crunch. In the early days, crackers were docked by hand using tools similar to forks or pronged wheels. Skilled bakers had to carefully pierce each cracker to make sure it baked properly. But in modern factories, this process is done with precision-engineered rollers covered in tiny pins. As sheets of dough pass through, the docking holes are punched in, ensuring uniformity across thousands of crackers in a single batch. Despite this automation, some artisanal crackers are still docked by hand, especially those made in smaller bakeries. Hand docking allows for more control over the final texture, which is why some gourmet crackers might have a more rustic or uneven hole pattern. Believe it or not, there are industry standards for cracker holes. Large manufacturers have specific guidelines to ensure each batch turns out just right. Factors like hole size, spacing, and depth are all tested to maintain consistency. While there's no universal rule that says crackers must have a certain number of holes, food scientists and bakers carefully design these patterns to optimize the baking process. For instance, some brands have even experimented with different docking techniques to create crackers with a more delicate crunch or unique mouthfeel. So the next time you bite into a cracker, you're actually enjoying the result of careful planning and years of baking science. Cracker holes aren't just for steam release. They also help keep the cracker's shape during packaging and transport. Some sweet crackers, like graham crackers, have fewer holes because sugar caramelization makes them less prone to bubbling. The number of holes in a saltine cracker is often standardized. Most have 13 or 16 holes, depending on the brand. Without docking, many classic crackers wouldn't have their signature crisp texture, meaning snack time would be a lot less satisfying. The next time you reach for a cracker, take a moment to consider the craftsmanship behind those tiny holes. They might seem insignificant, but they're a crucial element that ensures your snack is crisp, evenly baked, and full of flavor. From ancient sailors munching on hardtack to modern snackers enjoying a plate of cheese and crackers, docking holes have played a hidden yet essential role in food history. So, whether you're savoring a buttery cracker with a spread or crunching on a plain saltine, you now have a deeper understanding of why they look and taste the way they do. It's a small detail with a big impact, proving that even the simplest foods have fascinating secrets behind them. Now enjoy that satisfying crunch with a newfound appreciation. Thank you for watching. If you have suggestions for our next video, feel free to share them in the comments below. We'll be sure to give you an acknowledgement for your contribution. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the history of simple things. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and stay tuned for more stories woven through the smallest details.